Here's an example, and what we, when we went over the map, we didn't just do this willy-nilly. We tried to divide the areas up so that they were not only geographically in one area, but they're also, there's a regional mentality. In other words, where do you divide the South from the North? We tried to put northern cities north, and so we put, you know, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Buffalo, Washington, D.C., and Baltimore in what we call the New England East area. Now, those areas are cities where we have staff, and then we add to that the places that we need staff are Providence, Albany, Montreal, and Newark. And then there, and those are, so that means that we should have four families in the New England area being trained and ready to go for those areas. Then we should also invite people from Rochester, Wilmington, Delaware, New Haven, Hartford, and Syracuse to the conference just for the purpose of revving them up, although we're not going to send staff there. So that, and then that would, our idea originally was March 28th to April 6th for that first meeting, but if we could have it sooner, well, the better. But that was just a date that we said is something to speak about. Well, that's the idea. I'll go ahead and tell you what the other, Midwest is Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Detroit, Chicago, and Toronto. And we need organizers in Columbus, in Indianapolis, and then we would ask people to attend also from Fort Wayne and the Michigan communities and from Gary, Indiana.
We're going to pull Louisville into that area too?
I think it has a southern accent. What is Louisville? Is that a southern city?
Yeah. Southern, yeah.
It is, isn't it?
They say Louisville.
Okay, well, that would be the second region, the second conference. Now, in the first region, if we haven't talked about having regional directors, you know, but somebody who would keep bugging them. But if we did, well, I was thinking of having Dolores, you know, be kind of the one. See, the problem is for us to know what's going on in Providence, Rhode Island, it's just impossible, but it's more possible for her to know.
That sends the New York thing to hell, you know, unless we can get a real...
Yeah. Well, or else we have Manuel go from region to region or something.
Well, yeah, that's the idea.
you get Venustiano's car.
Can't you have a regional director who isn't your key organizer, but who wouldn't be a director either, a regional coordinator who can be a student volunteer and who assembles material for a spark plug, you know, is an office, you know, more of a desk type job for a key organizer whose main responsibility is in one city.
I don't think you're getting it.
Well,
who has to know what's going on in the other, well, I'm not sure I'm saying anything, you know.
Well, the problem is that there's no use having, yeah, this isn't going to work.
No. Well, forget it.
The problem is that anybody who has the authority to be a regional director needs to have the authority to suck it to them, too, you know.
Well, it can't be. What I'm proposing is not to have a regional director, because you've only got a few key people, and they've got to be running the important cities. What I'm saying is maybe you can have, though, a regional secretary who deals with
feed
stuff to them, and they then take a list of problems to that key organizer, like Dolores, who's
if they're
Dolores
good enough to be a regional secretary, they'll be in some town, city.
No, if they're good enough to do that, then we want them out in the line. There would be, we have a lot of staff who would be doing that, but see, we're so shorthanded that all we can do is get two key people, and then put them so they can go around and then help those that need help, those that are not producing because they're working hard but they don't know how to do it, help them. Those that are not producing because they're slacking off, you know, put it to them, you know, very simple.
Well, then we have a prairie area, which is which is St. Louis, Minneapolis, Kansas City, and Denver. And then we'd need some in Milwaukee, Madison. That also includes towns of Des Moines, Wichita, Topeka, Davenport, Iowa City, and Omaha.
We got Albuquerque in there,
though? That's another region.
Albuquerque's another region.
No, it's a straight line from Denver to Albuquerque.
No, no, wait a minute.
No, you've got the wrong direction there, though.
North and south.
Okay, south area, southern area is Atlanta. That's the only place we have anybody, but that region would include Miami, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Birmingham, Memphis, Nashville, Columbia, South Carolina, Louisville, Charlotte, Durham, Mobile, Lexington, Richmond, Norfolk, Knoxville. All those are places where we need action and we need some kind of contacts, but there'll never be any staff. There'll never be any staff because we just aren't going to have enough people. So that's where we have some...
How important is that area?
It's getting more important every week.
Because that's where they're shifting, huh?
Uh-huh.
So that means that we have to go...
But don't...
Follow them, I guess, huh?
Don't they have a problem there? I mean, in terms of, they've got to build a market there.
Yeah.
I mean, is it possible that southern people just aren't used to eating grapes?
Yeah. And then, you hit them with a pesticide thing and they'll never build a market there.
I mean, I'm just assuming, maybe that isn't true, but isn't it possible that people in the South just don't eat grapes the way people in New York do?
They've been absorbing them pretty well this year after November 23rd.
Maybe they've been doing something else with them.
They don't eat them there.
They feed them to their pets.
Okay, there's one more area, is South Central, and that's Oklahoma City, Tulsa. Oh, Houston, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Dallas, Fort Worth, and San Antonio.
And what about Denver? Where was Denver? We didn't include Denver somehow.
Denver, we did include into...
Where's Albuquerque?
Yeah.
Who wants to know what Albuquerque is?
Denver is in the prairie area.
Oh, yeah, now how far is Albuquerque? That's the one thing. Those guys are losing their wind. We're having a conference tomorrow. The Albuquerque guys. But are they far from anywhere?
They should come
four or five hours away from Denver.
South Central area.
South Central? Okay. Albuquerque.
You're trying to make it so that the travel is compact.
And that's up to Chris to pick the central point.
Yeah.
We pick a region of an area.
Yeah.
They were really apologetic.
Good luck in telling.
Are you done listening to the areas? Yeah. Does California get in somewhere?
Well, the West Coast... we didn't put in there. I mean, we can drive up and down the coast. But
California did.
We didn't, but there really is a need for probably something in the northwest.
Northwest.
But we were running it. We've got almost up to 6 regions here. Like that. Yeah, we're never going to have that many conferences. So. We tried to. Now, we listed these in what we consider the regions of importance in terms of conferences. It's most important we have one in New England first. That's still first because of morale and because that's always going to be the largest percentage. Even no matter how many grapes go south, that's still going to be the largest percentage no matter what they do. Second most important we thought was the south. And if we only did those two for conferences, we would have accomplished a great deal.
Don't leave out Chicago.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Detroit.
Did I?
Yeah, but see, we have two
The second is the Midwest.
Right.
I was wrong. First is the Northeast, and then the Midwest, and then the South. Those three areas.
Oh, yeah, St. Louis is in the Midwest.
What we think are the most.
We completely left out.
Okay, can I ask some questions about this? Now, the theory is that... that the conference will include our staff plus key volunteers from cities where there will be staff as well as from cities where there will not be staff. And probably there'll be some division, so that probably some of the time is just with full-time people and some of the times with everybody.
Like maybe ask the full-time people come the first day.
Right.
And you give them the treatment about the pesticides and everything so that they understand how to...
And also try to get them involved so they have some part in the planning, you know.
Yeah, now we're really...
The problem with bringing them different days is the travel together. And the local volunteer can drive the car for the UFOC staff in a lot of cases.
Well, it doesn't matter if there's a few more people there, but make sure all of our people are there for that person.
Or if it's very difficult, you can go around and see them. Would that be possible? In their own places, and then, you know, give them the information. Then when you bring them together, you bring everybody together.
Wouldn't that be very difficult, though, in terms of, I mean, look at it's a tremendous amount of traveling, and you want to spend at least one day in every place, or a half a day in every place, you know.
Yeah, but when you narrow it down to where we have full-time, where we have old full-time staff.
It's about 30 cities.
Oh, in terms of all the regions, yeah.
You know. Let's say 20, excluding the California and Pacific Northwest.
Seems to me one of the problems we're going to have, how much talk was there about how easy it will be to get key volunteers away from their communities for 2 or 3 days?
Yeah, we talked about this, but our idea is that anybody that is willing as a result of a phone call to go out and picket and spend maybe 2 days a week picketing probably would be willing to find out what's going on and meet Chris Hartmeyer, you know.
That's one of the major flaws in this plan, you know. But I assume that at the conference there will be someone other than me from Delano. That may be rather important.
Well, there'll be the staff there, you know.
Yeah.
The boycott people will be there.
Well, how about will Jim be there? Some of them, yes, some of them, no.
See, I think in this case the result of that planning should be to tell Delano what to do, rather than necessarily vice versa. The idea is, as I see it, is to give so much emphasis to regional planning that, you know,
that Delano becomes somewhat irrelevant.
Yeah, otherwise, I don't know how we're going to make it clear that the decisions are going to be made there. Maybe we don't want to make it clear. You know, maybe I'm just... You know, do we want the regions to become...
No.
We're getting to,
then we can't apply the pressure from the... We won't be able to apply the pressure from the land because there'll be somebody in between that we have to go through, you know, and I think we should maintain that direct contact.
Well, except the person who ought to be there is Manuel, then.
Yeah,
except
exactly.
Manuel, who is, you know...
Exactly. Okay. And you're thinking of 3 days, like something like that. Which meant it'd probably have to be over a weekend.
A weekend, yeah.
Yeah, a weekend.
I would say a day and a half, you know. You know, like Saturday, they get there by noon, and then it's over by maybe 4 o'clock on
Yeah, it's a lot of traveling. Some of those are long distances.
It's over by about 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Right, like the thing we had in L.A. a couple of years ago.
Yeah. It may be longer with our own staff.
Right.
Staff, because they can be there, you know. And
when do you plan to have the first conference?
Sometime between March 28th and April 6th.
Will the snow be melting by then?
March.
Well, what can you do if they're not? I mean,
it's late.
Unless you bump into just a real big freak storm, I don't think the snow is that much of a problem. I mean, that really could happen, but you can't. That could happen in April.
Well, this is. I mean, it's dependent on.
Isn't that too late
April.
Though? In March and April, so they won't have time to. The grapes would be on the market.
I think that's too late too.
Grapes will be on the market if we have it an early season or the Arizona and the Coachella grapes will be in the market on the last week of April.
I say the faster the better. It all depends on how soon we can get the families
to start
the training.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Geez.
So
we'll have probably.
This depends on having people out.
We'll probably have to run ourselves here because if we wait until we get the families, I'm afraid, you know, it's going to... Why don't we plan to have...
We experiment with the West Coast.
Why don't we plan to have one here in Delano with all of the people in California and plus the one in Delano, a big boycott thing in Delano. We just invite all kinds of people, including our own guys, including the new people that were going to be going, and we build it up as a boycott eye, you know, and make it and give them a send-off and so forth. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We get them
yep.
ready. The day they're going to leave, That's the day we have the big thing. And then we actually put them in the cars and we wave, you know, wave them goodbye and, you know, and get them off.
Well, do you think we can get enough people for the New England area, which means four new families
right away
by the end of January?
3 weeks.
Ready okay. to have the first conference on the first of February.
Well,
first conference here.
Yeah.
Why don't we do this? Tomorrow's Sunday. Can you guys get on the road tomorrow, Richard? Can you and Manuel get on the road tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Monday. I mean today.
Today. Manuel? Okay. Before you do that, you have to go get some names. You can get some names from Helen, you can get some names from, the ranch committee says they're your best bet, you know. And if you don't find anyone that you think can really cut it, don't go and get him, you know, because then we'll be in the same rut that we're today.
No.
There are some that we have.
Yeah, but that is, you know what it is to go and, you pick somebody you think that is going to do it, and then all of a sudden you just can't do it. You know, that's all there is to it.
Well, and first, for instance, it would seem to me that the first thing I would do is, if the guy doesn't want to go, we shouldn't pressure him into going. But I think that's the first test. If we pressure him to going,
he's coming back. Sometime.
He's coming back. And then he says, "I'd like to go, but my wife won't go." I would go and talk to the wife, you know, and just a soft sell. If she doesn't want to go, cool it, you know, because we know what it means. We know what it means in the long run.
Yeah.
The ones that are.
There are a few women who would be glad to go, but the husbands won't go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are lots of husbands who use their family.
We have a family that'll go. I think we have a family that'll go. And it would be a good family. I shouldn't say that, because it's my relatives, but my sister would go. Do you think so, Rita? Yeah?
I don't know where about Rita, I'm worried about the husband.
Yeah. Well, we can... and I think they'd be willing to give up their... There's three in the family working.
Suppose that first...
Yeah, he's making $5 an hour, too.
Suppose that first
but
conference were...
But I bet
were,
you'd be willing to give that up. Huh?
He is.
Huh?
He is.
I know he would be willing to give it up.
You know who I think I could take, maybe? If they wouldn't, all of them wouldn't go, maybe him and...
If there was, say there
who?
Was a conference in Delano with the new people.
Who would, who man?
Well, him and maybe the girl and him and, you know, split it up, but I don't know. She might.
Who's that? You mean Joe?
Yeah.
Joe and who?
Maya. And, I don't know if he would split up. I didn't even...
No. No, I mean, I would be good. They'd have to go together. But I don't know, you know, I know that that Rita would like it. She would, she has some scars. She's been in this fight, you know. Not in this union, but in...
Well,
before,
the case is, the thing is that what we should do is, like I told you, you know, we could get them, break them out of their jobs first, you know, and work them there in San Francisco and get... Nope, and what's her name down somewhere else, you know? That's what I was thinking. When I was talking a while ago about...
You mean pull them out of San Francisco?
See, the whole thing is to break them out of the jobs they got, see? That's the main thing.
They're in about $50 an hour all lumped together. They got big income, you know. They got a lot of money, but... I think... I know Rita would want to do it because she did it before.
They both want to do it.
And
there's
Joe will do it.
They want to do it. There's only one hole in them. The girl, she's 19 years old. She don't want to come to Delano. Now to Delano, she said.
No.
No. So,
You see, for many, many, many months, you know, I've been holding back because it's a family, you know. And I, you know, gee, you know, so many in the family coming in. What the hell, you know, if we can't get people to do it, we gotta win this thing. And so,
if we were the sales managers of a corporation, we'd sure know how to move families around. You know, where, yeah. I mean, there's
that's right.
One letter and you're on your way. You move next weekend and.
And what about gee, we've got some guys that we can't remember. Luna and those guys are great.
What's happening in California to fall apart?
Because I'll tell you, during the campaign when I went there, that Gallo thing was in bad shape. It was really in bad shape, and it took Mendoza months to get it back to where it's at, you know. And it was really bad. There was nothing there. And if he goes, it'll happen automatically. It'll just go back to where it was, you know.
And we had full-time guys there. They didn't
do their
job. They just
didn't
goofed
do
off.
Their job, you know. Just like
some of the guys that are in the boycott and are coming back who were over there, remember? Didn't do a damn job. And the company captured the union.
Oh, God.
Oh, let's tell you.
That thing was bad, baby.
You got to be in on your...
We didn't capture it, we surrendered it.
Yeah. Well, we took the people out of there, the good people, you know. The ones that can really stand up to the company. And we sent Mendoza, he's a tiger. Got to straighten out.
As I was saying, the matter was too rough on the unions, but I'll continue to be rough on them. We won't let them know what's... They really envy our union.
Any more ideas? I think the best way to do it is just get in the car and go to the... Rookie, I think you can... You know what? Set up a meeting for me in that little group there. Those families are really great. You know all those families around. Let me go talk to them. Bet you we get 10 good families out of there because, man, they must be good. Every time we call on them, you know, they come out. They'll come all the way to the line to pick it. You know, they...
Yeah. See, the only thing is that, you know...
The roots.
You can't go out and you know them as good as I do that. You can't go out in a meeting and pick people up to do things. We're going to get them. We're going to get the family, but we don't know how they're going to be. You know it. You know that's not the way
but
you think.
But I'm saying, I know, what I'm saying
right.
Is that at least we know a little bit about them.
Oh, I tell you what, I can go out and within 2 weeks I can bring you 20 families that I think they're good. Now, I'm not saying they're going to be good. Now, you know it yourself as good as I do. The only way to pick them is watch them.
Yeah.
Now, and it takes time. You're not going to get them. So, I mean, let's face it, you're going to go out and pick the ones that you think you're going to work. That's it. And hope that they work. That's it. And you can pick people up just by having a meeting. And, oh, they were very good.
And, we can't take them on until we get this other deadwood out, you know.
No.
So, the idea is to go talk to them. And then let it simmer, you know. Plant the idea there and then let it simmer for about a week or so and then go back because, and see what they think.
We talked about it in the meeting here Sunday. Yesterday, Friday over here, Thursday over here at Lamont. Was interested in the boycott to give their name and we wouldn't say we were going to get them.
And?
Well, we don't know. We haven't called the...
I see.
See whoever wanted to for that.
If you can get rid of the deadwood, okay, then you've got, you know...
What do you mean
funds.
If you can't? There's no end. They don't want to go, what are you going to do here?
Okay, after you get rid of the deadwood, we
right.
Have the extra funds.
That's better.
Okay, yeah. Now, I'd say that you know, I think it's necessary to get more families than we need. You know, okay, you know, to make up for the fact that we don't have the time to watch them. Okay, then you send, let's say you've got 10 cities that you know you've got to get. But you send 15 families out to 15 cities. And then hopefully the failure rate, you know, isn't going to go higher than 33%, you know, and then those that, then if anybody comes back from the 10 cities that you know you've selected as the ones you really want to hit, then you just move the other city, the other families over.
Yeah, and then you have a disappointment in the city that they were. I mean,
then you got the money problem, you know, too.
Well, yeah, it's getting late, but probably can we just kind of agree for Chris to aim at February 1st for the first
California
to give us the pressure of, because the California we can move if it looks bad, you know, we don't have to plan that till the week before. But if we set a deadline of February 1st for the first group of families to leave, I think
February 1st to leave here.
Right.
Yeah. Then if we do that.
Then does that mean a month of training somewhere else?
Right.
And then that means
the first
conference out there
is
March at the earliest.
Yeah,
early
the first
March.
Week of March.
The first week in March in
Northeast.
Why can't
you have a conference in the first part of, you know, in the 1st of February?
The Delano conference, you mean?
Yeah.
See, we're going to have a similar conference in Delano for those that are leaving, you know.
February 1st.
Or whenever, you know, or thereabouts.
Right.
So if they miss his conference over there, we're catching him here in Delano, see?
Oh,
then
no,
the training
no, no,
period
no,
follows.
No,
you see, that you miss the whole thing, as it seems to me. They would miss the whole experience of working for 3 or so weeks with Dolores, getting used to a city. In other words, a training session in Delano isn't going to be like a training session in New York City. We can't train them. They've got to smell that city, then go to a training session, and go to the conference, and meet and go.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't. Fine, I agree with that, but it doesn't make that much difference because see, the purpose of the conference is to get them together and their morale and all that, you know. The training is not going to be at the conference. The training is going to be on the day-to-day operation, you know. The conference is not going to provide any training.
Right.
It's going to provide information.
It's going to provide impetus.
Yeah. So, see, so...
So we eliminate the idea of sending them with Eliseo or Dolores or someone?
Oh, no. We send them there, see? Yeah.
Right.
What I'm saying is, see...
But whether they get there in time or not, we still go ahead and plan the first conference.
Yeah, right. And then we have the conference here.
Mm-hmm.
What you're going to be telling them is... The people over there is what we're going to be telling the same people over here.
Oh, yeah.
Chris doesn't even involve himself in this. He just starts setting them up out there anyway.
Yeah, you worry about the Delano.
Right. Now,
if we
can get our people to you before your first conference, fine, but if we don't, they'll still get the same thing you're going to give them over there, they'll get it here. And then the training period starts when they get there.
Except they won't make their linkages with local people at that conference. They'll have to do that somewhere else.
Yeah, sure. The training is...
Yeah, maybe you can set up so that the people that with whom, you know, of the city where they're going to go, start making arrangements for housing and all that.
Yeah, and then people here will say, well, you know, people here will say, well, gee, you know, the school and I all these things, they find a place to either pay double rent and pay rent here and pay rent over there, and all these things, you know, so it'll take a long time before. Even if we have people willing to go now, you know, then they have... all of the personal.
So we shoot for the Northeast in February.
The first week in February. Okay.
That's awfully tight.
Yeah.
Well, early, you know, February, the first half of February, we shoot for the first conference out there.
The sooner the better.
Sure.
I just want to raise one more question. One of the big sources of summer volunteers would be full-time students, and I, you know, we've just been kind of holding off because there's a lot of them who want to come, but we haven't made a decision whether we want to recruit for 20, then we ask for 200 applications. If we want to recruit for 100, we ask for 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
In order to have a good selection, but it depends on whether we really go all out to get students.
How expensive do they turn out?
The ones for many are $6,000.
Well, that's an expensive school.
I'd say that.
Yeah, right.
I think the Antioch kids are a good example of, you know, leaving that, that the jail apart. But I don't think the Antioch kids cost us $30 a month.
Good.
They get $5 a week.
And we can only count for them. We can only count for them for about a month and a half, I guess, huh?
No, for 3 months.
Yeah.
No.
Two and a half.
Their presence here is 2.5 months, really.
Yeah. 2.5 months.
The next group
will
be 6 months.
Is a 6 month period.
No, no, no.
We're talking about summer
volunteers.
You're talking Antioch. How long the Antioch kids stay, or the summer?
Well, the summer.
Oh, summer would be from June
15th.
15th to August 30th.
Yeah, but we usually lose about 50% right away, don't we?
We didn't the last time. We did the first year because we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
But this last year we were careful about the people we recruited, and we lost about 5%.
What about this semester?
See, Antioch has a strange schedule. This semester they're going to be here until the 30th of March. Now the new ones who come during the beginning of April will be here through September to the beginning of October. They'll be here for 6 months.
How can they do that?
Because they have it changes. Like, if, for example, let me give you one schedule. Fall, you study. Winter, you work. Spring, summer, you study. Then the next year, it's going to be fall, you work. Winter.
Changes the sequence.
You know, changes the sequence.
Like a half
winter,
step,
you study, and then spring and four. Summer, you work.
You're getting a different
see?
Class.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're here. They're getting credits for this work?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The next
oh,
wonderful.
We are Antioch.
Oh, great.
That's right. This is Antioch.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's a very good.
That's better than the summer volunteers.
But you know, see, the difference is that they have sanctions on them. These kids can't go back because
they
grade credit. Them.
Do we want to
grade
them?
That's great.
just like you graded me through Alex Hoffman.
Yeah. Well, we'll give them A's, you know.
Do we want to try and develop that with any other school? I know my sister was involved in the same kind of arrangement. She was available
could
for...
No?
September through
January.
I don't
know. How it's working out.
Well, Antioch's entire program is what else do
we... Can we get more Antioch people?
Do we have to understand Antioch's program tonight?
No.
No. I mean, can we get just
well,
to get more people?
Well, in a way we do, because if we want to go after 12 Antioch students for the six-month period, then we have to decide pretty soon, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll open the next few weeks.
If you send, you know, put $10 down there, somebody down there for a day or two, you can get it.
Beat the army. Recruit them before the army gets it. Okay.
But the question is, do we want a lot of students for the summer?
Or do we just want a few?
And I'm talking about the best students we get. I'm not just talking about just because we want a
yeah,
lot, we take everybody.
Best.
But if we could get 50 good students, leaving out 500 that...
I was just thinking, as long as we, you know, I was thinking, remember in the thing at the end of the strike?
Uh-huh.
What's in with that guy, that real tall guy with the long hair?
He was a VISTA volunteer for
yeah,
Larry
what was
County.
His name?
That's terrible not to remember. He's
I have a block.
Good guy.
He's real tall.
Ron Kaplan.
Wow.
What about him?
Huh?
Oh, he's a good volunteer.
See, the one who was standing on top of the car that time in that picture?